Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. We have, we're in the last hour today of Ash Wednesday. So it's been a very, not data-filled isn't exactly what I would call it, but it's been a very, and festive is, I don't think Ash Wednesday is a particularly festive day, but for the last week, we've had some sort of extraordinary happening every day. And we've got one more to go. Tomorrow's the beginning of the Chinese New Year, so we can talk about the year, whatever it is, and sort of wish each other Happy New Year. I mean, they have not only did the Chinese invent fireworks, but they get dragons as well, so that's pretty cool. And we've been talking about passion. This came from a discussion we had several weeks ago about leading a passionate life, and that it was important to find things that you felt passionate about at different times in your life and add new things. And it was the difference between living a life that felt happy and fulfilled and exciting and meaningful and not. So we were asking people what they felt passionate about, and one of the sort of tantalizing tidbits, don't you love when I talk like that, from Facebook was that a woman who said she was mute for the first years of her life and wrote to communicate. And I don't know if that meant that she just hadn't found her voice in a metaphorical way or that she, in fact, was mute. But now she's no longer mute, so I don't know if that means, again, she found her voice or that there has been surgical intervention or what. I have no idea. But that she still is passionate about writing. Somebody else was passionate about improv, which I absolutely concur. There are several people who made vaguely political statements about being passionate about what they believed and wanted everybody else to be as passionate about what they believed, but to leave them alone. So I think that that's a perfectly reasonable kind of thing. It's, you know, that move away. Your passion can be your passion. It doesn't. We don't have to necessarily recruit one another. Although there is a tendency, if you really care about somebody, to want them to see your point of view, and not necessarily to agree with you, but to sort of feel that that they were getting the same same energy out of life. I mean, when you love people, you want them to share in your happiness, but there's a fine line between sharing in your happiness and really bullying somebody into your point of view. And perhaps we need to be, you know, aware of that on an ongoing basis. All right, so let's go back. I will get to theater. I probably this hour, because there's a little bit of theater that I've seen, a lot that's coming up, and I will tell you everything you need to know. All right, so let's go back to what people are about, things that, of which people are passionate.
Let's continue on with Genevieve. She says, "I love painting with my acrylics. Very relaxing, and you have to be totally focused. I call it my Xanax." By the way, love the show.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's really funny. I at one point in my life, I had two huge canvases, and I decided that I wasn't really crazy about either of them. But I mean, a canvas, you know, they were big. They were like 3 feet by 3 feet. So I decided to get some acrylics, and sort of did my own painting, which I hung in the bathroom. I thought it was bathroom art. It has not made the transition. I don't even know when I got rid of it, but I decided that it represented a certain time in my life where I was perfectly willing to do that kind of thing. And but it wasn't necessarily art. But I was looking for a piece of art for a particular room, which I tend not to do. I tend to buy art that I like and then sort of build a room around it rather than the other way around. This is a room that's got kind of a strange space, and I was looking through a design magazine for it. Just got sent to me. I have no idea why. I didn't subscribe to it. It just got sent to me. And it's a wonderful picture, which was kind of exactly what I was looking for. And I thought, I could do that. So I cut it out. And so that's what on one of my to-do lists when it gets a little warmer is to go find a canvas and try it. I mean, I actually went to a spa a couple of years ago. They had a drawing. They had a watercolor class. And watercolors are not my fave. First of all, they're not quite as forgiving, I don't think, as oils and acrylics. But so I may go back into that. I agree. It's really a fun thing to do.
Julie says, scrapbooking, preserving my family memories.
Well, that's two people who are scrapbookers.
Yeah.
I guess that it's just a matter of finding the time to do it. My mother had, she didn't really have scrapbooks. She had scrap piles of stuff that she meant to put in.
Meant to put in a scrapbook, but just haven't.
Yeah, and they never quite got, never quite got around to it. So she had scrap piles.
That's pretty cool. Marcia says, my dogs, they are such a source of simple happiness.
I agree. And as I said, I need to track down the publicist for the Dogs Inside, because it was a terrific kind of thing about animals and people and how they relate. And I thought that'd be a really fun thing to do on the air. So we'll think about doing that.
Marcia did actually, in her comments, she actually did include a picture of her two dogs, too, which is pretty cool.
What are they? What kind of dogs?
I'm not a good...
You can just say they're mutts.
Yeah. Very, very cute dogs, though, I must say.
Very cute. All right. So can you put it... So they're on the website? If people go to the website, they'll be able to see it?
They're on the Facebook page.
So they can go to our Facebook page. Okay.
Yeah, they can see the dogs, yeah.
Our Facebook page is what? Dr. Joy Brown Show?
Yeah, I think people can just search, just type in your name, Dr. Joy Brown, and you'll pop up. And
there we go.
You can like the Facebook page and see all the stuff that we have.
And they also can interact.
Right.
So
exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Dana says, "I'm passionate about eating clean." Interesting that this is that we talk about this on a day like this.
Okay, I'm move away from my chocolate. I got it. All right, I'm going to. You guys are so subtle.
Dana says, I'm passionate about eating clean. It is our right to know what's in our food. I choose not to eat chemicals. Europe has banned GMOs, but not us. Why? Does Monsanto own us?
Monsanto, yeah.
Does Monsanto own us? I bet no one mentions this one.
Oh no! Well, we already. Not only did we mention it, we actually did a it's broken, let's fix it on it. So, Monsanto doesn't own me. I'm sure they don't even know I exist. But yeah, and there are more and more things that actually say no GMOs in it. You know, it's really interesting that there's never actually been anything proven about GMOs, and we do have kind of an instinctive response to not wanting stuff added to our food or to our water. Mm-hmm. But it is an interesting issue in that everybody sort of feels strongly about it without any real scientific backup on it. And it's not that I disagree. It's just that you'd sort of like to have some data one way or the other. But when in doubt, I suppose don't. We've had stuff added to our food for an awfully long time that we haven't known about. I mean, there's fluoride in our water, and I grew up in Colorado, and it turns out that there was this huge controversy about adding fluoride to the water. And this was back in the, 70s or something. And somebody actually did the test, which I love every once in a while that people actually sort of are sensible and sort of see what's going on. And it turns out that there was more natural fluoride that existed in the water than they were trying to add. So they never did add. But as a scientist, I basically agree with you to a limited extent, although this vaccine thing is really getting more and more upsetting as far as I'm concerned. But the idea being, when in doubt, don't. But you have to remember that there's also that people live longer. One of the reasons that our longevity has increased so much is antibiotics and antibiotics in our which is going to be in our food and our water supply. I mean, they're all. Look, I get it. But I do think what we need to do is look at the science rather than just knee-jerk response. I mean, I think none of us would say, well, if my kid has a bacterial infection, that we shouldn't give them any antibiotics. I mean, I don't think anybody would really say that. Yet sometimes that's a knee-jerk response. And this thing with vaccines is really becoming more and more troublesome, because it's going to be, at some point, there's, I think, only 140 people or something. At some point, it's going to be thousands, and that's an issue. It's going to be a geometric, not arithmetic, progression. We'll be back passionately in a moment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the VitaClay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts, not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, for those of you who are interested, I actually just counted up how many days Lent actually is, because you get dispensation on Sundays. It's actually, from now until Maundy Thursday, it's actually 42 days. And there are 6 Sundays in that, so you only have to give up whatever you're giving up for 36 days. But I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do it for the whole 42. And I'll probably do it the extra couple of days as well, not do it till Easter Sunday, and then chowing down on some poor, helpless Easter chocolate money.
Could you, like, could you like cheat and just say, well, I'll do it for 36 days straight, including Sunday, and then backload the Sundays maybe?
It's a possibility, you know. And then you get the whole. It only makes a week difference, but but thank you for being even less supportive. I don't know. I don't think Nanny is going to be my non-chocolate buddy.
I'm just trying to
work the angles.
Get you ready, you know.
I don't know. I somehow think it's a little counterproductive to the theory. But we'll get back to you on that. Aaron, ignore both of us. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Welcome.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. I'm calling for some advice, obviously. Don't mind me if I get kind of nervous. I'll give you a little background history. My husband and I have been married for, it'll be 12 years this year. We've been together for, 16.
Okay.
The end of July, he found out I was having an emotional affair with somebody for approximately 4 months.
What is an emotional affair?
There was no physical contact. Okay. There was one kiss, and I ended it. It was a lot of talking and texting. And
why don't we call this, instead of calling it an emotional affair, because the problem about doing that is I don't want you or him to kind of confuse that with swapping spit, and I know one kiss, but you know, the no real exchange of body fluids. It sounds to me that you had a kind of a flirtation going on here, which may have not been very helpful to your marriage. So rather than calling it an emotional affair, which I think just blurs a distinction that needs to be made, that presumably an affair is, I mean, yeah, exactly. And you don't want to dig a deeper hole for your marriage, for your husband, or for yourself. So let's just call it a flirtation, okay?
Okay.
How did he find out about this?
He found messages on my phone.
Okay.
When the he was this person was working out of town. So for me, what I said this whole time was it was kind of, it felt safe to me. The fact that he was out of town, I didn't have to make excuses to not see him because he just wasn't in town. And on the weekends, I was with my family. So,
Was this somebody you met through work?
It was somebody I've known through work previously that I had to contact. Yes.
Okay.
We decided.
Let me just get a little bit more background before we go on. Okay. How old are you?
35.
And how old's your husband?
36. And we have 3 kids.
How old are the kids?
9, 7.5, and 2.
Was the 2-year-old planned?
Yes.
Okay. You mentioned you met him at work, so presumably you work outside the home?
Yes.
Okay. And what about the other? Is the dude married or single?
He's married.
Okay. So how long ago did you meet him?
I used to work for him years ago, probably 10.
Okay, how did you get back in touch with each other?
I'm working on a job where his company was going to be taking over a contract, and I was asked to contact some of the people there to find out if he was taking over the contract to deal with some of the other issues that we were having. So,
had you been in contact with him during the last 10 years, or was this sort of the first time you'd seen him or dealt with him in 10 years?
Not really. Like we were friends on Facebook, but never saw each other. Like I had worked for him 6 years ago for a couple weeks, but that's it.
Okay, so it was incredibly innocent and sort of essentially not very important for a long time, and then 4 months ago. So did it? So when did you get back in touch? When were you asked to get back in touch with him?
Towards the end of April.
So about a year ago, a little less than that, 8 months ago,
yes.
Or something.
And
okay.
Then once we had met the one time and had the one kiss, I sent an email and said, this isn't what I want. This isn't, like, I owe my life to my husband and my kids. And
okay. But you kept up the
no,
texting.
It pretty much ended, and then I'd actually seen him shortly after driving and had sent him another email. And but it was pretty much, it was done. Like, it wasn't.
And this was when?
And the middle of July.
Right, so this whole thing has been over for like six or seven months. Yeah.
Yes.
So when did your husband find out about it?
The end of July.
Okay, so your husband found out about it just as it was ending. It's 7 months ago.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So
we both decided to go into counseling. We've been going to counseling every week for 7 months.
Okay. And what's the focus of the counseling?
Where our issues were in our marriage, what we found early on, which I wish I would have known years ago, was that I was very codependent. Gave my entire life to try to please my husband, and I just got vulnerable and had nothing left to give. I just got sick, I guess, is what the therapist is saying, and everything he says is like someone wrote a book about me. I've done nothing but reading, and I've read a ton of books, and I've been working really hard on becoming a more interdependent person.
Okay.
And I've been doing everything that I possibly can to prove how much I want my relationship to work with my husband.
Okay, let me just point out that you've got an inherent contradiction here that I assume you're aware of. On the one hand, is saying, you know, I was too dependent, and codependence is never a term that's applied to men. Have you noticed that?
It's,
you know, when we're loving and kind and caring, then we're codependent. You know, when guys are doing it, they're just loving and kind and giving. But nevertheless, so on the one hand, you're saying, all right, I've been too codependent. I've been, you know, I need to be more assertive. I need to be more my own person. On the other hand, you know, I need to make my husband understand that I love him dearly. And that's an inherent contradiction.
That's the issue I'm having is I find that I'm walking a fine line and trying to be interdependent, but at the same time, I don't want him to think that I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm not crazy about your therapist, to be quite honest. And I'm not trying to poison a relationship as much as to say, you know, in the same way I tried to back you off the term emotional affair, I would back you off the term of codependent. You don't want to be... you and your husband need to have a discussion that leaves all the psychobabble behind you, and maybe even the psychobabbler, maybe even the therapist, because what you want to do is say, okay, what do you want? How do you want me to behave at a party? What's my impulse at a party? Because that if you for 12 years never left your side at a party, and now all of a sudden you're off sort of flirting with other people, is that going to work for him or not work for him? Is that going to work for you or not work for you? And there's no way of predicting that. The two of you really have to talk about it. And it may be, look, we walk into the party together. You check in with me every hour or something. I mean, let me put you on hold, because I think you've got yourself in a dilemma that no matter what you do, you're going to be wrong. And you don't want to be in that situation at all. Hang on. Back in a moment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Aaron, who's been married for 35 years and had kind of a, probably a little exciting but very scary, kind of major league flirtation with an ex-boss for about 4 months. And her husband found out about it just as it was falling apart, as it was stopped, and it never got any more physical than one kiss. And Erin and her husband have been in therapy ever since, which is about the last 8 or 9 months. So, Cookie, what's today's question to me?
I just, I feel like I'm doing a lot of work, and I feel like he's stuck at more of what happened instead of looking at how are we going to fix our marriage.
Okay.
What can I do? What do we need to do to fix this? And
fair enough. Well, I mean, part of it, my dear, is you sort of saying emotional affair. I mean, that's a mischoice of words, which is going to let him get stuck more easily. I mean, he could still choose not to, but it's certainly going to help the process of stickiness. What do you want from him that you're not getting?
I feel like be
as specific as you possibly can. Don't say things like more time, because that doesn't mean anything. I mean,
no,
it may be.
I need to feel like he's giving more to our relationship.
How would that be manifest? What would the behavior look like?
Open and communicating more with me instead of being so angry and volatile, and I find him emotionally abusive at times because.
Be careful of those terms. They're really hard to recover from.
Yeah. I'm being an open book with him. He has access to everything. He continually still checks my texts and my email.
Well, why would you do that? I mean, you can on the one hand. That's why I'm not crazy about your therapist. I think your therapist has sort of led both of you into a quagmire from which there's not a whole lot of return if you're not careful. You're saying, okay, I'm codependent. I'm going to be more assertive, but you can look at my email anytime you want. What does that mean? I mean, that's... Look, do you love this man?
Yes.
Do you think he loves you?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. I think you need, first of all, and I don't think I've ever said this before in my program, but I'm saying it today. I think you need another therapist. I think this therapist has been incredibly counterproductive, if not completely toxic. Because what your therapist should be saying to you at this moment is, you can't erase the past. And if I were your therapist at this moment, I would say to your husband, can you get beyond this? Because if you cannot, you need to walk away from her. Figure out how to co-parent the kids. This is lamentable. Either you can or you can't. And because you
have... brought it up numerous times in therapy, and he said, you need to think about that this week. And the next week, he seems that he can move on from it, and then...
Well, but no, but the moving on means you never mention it again. If you ever mention it again, it's going to cost you $20 the first time, $50 the second time, $100 the third time. The fourth time, we call a divorce lawyer. But you've at least got $170 toward a divorce lawyer.
I mean, this has to stop. How much time do I give him to...
Well, I mean, but it's not about how much time you're going to give him. I mean, you can't go from being the doormat to being the mother. I mean, and that's unfortunately what's happening here. So you just go wildly back and forth between being the doormat and the mom, the doormat and the mom. And to a certain extent, this is really up to your husband at this moment. He has to decide that either this was a wake-up call, and we need to work more on this marriage, which means we need to talk about your sex life. We need to talk about how money is run through your relationship, whether the two of you have date nights, whether the two of you like each other at all anymore. Because you either have to, we need to look at the state of your marriage. You did something stupid. Unfortunately, you left a paper trail, which is even stupider. But, I mean, if he's 36 years old, there's somebody he's had a crush on at some point. And maybe he was a little bit more inhibited, or maybe he didn't have the opportunity. But there's somebody he's fantasized about, or there's somebody he's flirted with, and there may even be somebody he kissed. It's not relevant. It's not the point. The point is that we are human beings, and we are tempted, and you didn't walk over the line. Hopefully he didn't either. Enough already. The point is not, did you kiss some man? The point is, do the two of you have anything going on in this marriage that has any value to either of you? Do you have a sex life together at this moment, Aaron?
Always have and never had an issue, even once.
Great. Good. Do the two of you go out on dates together?
We try more and more, but yeah, not...
When's the last time you had a date?
We went out for dinner a few weeks ago.
Dates should be on a weekly basis. They don't have to be expensive. As far as I'm concerned, you can go take a walk around the block, you know, get a babysitter, go take a walk around the block. Well, a 12-year-old is probably just about old enough to babysit. Oh, you've been married 12 years. How old are your kids?
9, 7.5.
Yeah, those are a little young to be loved. But so get a babysitter. Do you guys have financial problems at this moment?
Nothing, no.
Great. Listen, I think you need to sit him down, and you can play this tape for him in, you know, 40 minutes or something, and sit down with him and say, look, we got the wrong therapist. Therapist hasn't moved us in 8 months past the fact that I did something stupid. It was stupid. It wasn't irrevocable. You probably have flirted with somebody. It's not the issue. The issue is, how do we work on our marriage? What do you want from me that you're not getting? What do I want from you that I'm not getting? What are either of us willing to offer? And how do we sort of take what's basically a pretty good marriage and make it better? And, you know, I'm not going to kiss any other men. Hopefully you're not going to kiss any other women. Neither of us have had affairs. And that's why that's such a disastrous term for you to use. We love each other. We have a great sex life. We love our kids. We don't have financial problems. We need to spend more time with each other. We probably need to take a vacation without the kids at some point. But tell me what you want from me that you're not getting. And when you say, I want you to be more open, I mean, the two of you have no business looking at each other's cell phones. But, you know,
and
I would probably even...
saying that it's okay.
Well,
I already told you
I think you have the wrong therapist. But what I was going to say at the end of the sentence is I would do it for another couple of months just to prove that you're not doing anything. But at some point, you either trust each other or you don't. And if you don't trust each other, it's not very hard to get a disposable cell phone. It's not very hard. I mean, there are all sorts of ways of cheating if you're going to cheat. You did something that was unwise, but it's no worse than unwise. It wasn't illegal. It wasn't adulterous. It was just dumb. Dumb is still not illegal in this country. So, and he's done dumb stuff, too. The issue is, all right, either you can get beyond this or you cannot. If you cannot, divorce me now. If you can, we're not going to ever talk about it again. Anytime you talk about it, it's going to cost you $20, $50, and $100, and then we get a lawyer. Because it's not worth it. It's so corrosive to the relationship. Now let's figure out how to make our relationship better so that the two of us would never even think about flirting with each other, with somebody else because we're so busy flirting with each other. That's where
right.
you are.
Mm-hmm.
And but your therapist is, I mean, a therapist will let him constantly come back to, well, she had an affair. A therapist will let you use the word affair when it comes to something that was not an affair at all. The fact that you're saying, well, I have to show my husband that I love him, but I'm codependent. I mean, all this is gobbledygook. Get a different therapist. And the two of you may not even need a therapist. You need to say to him, we need to move past this. Can you or can't you? If you can't, let's walk away from each other. There's no reason. We've had 12 great years together. And if you're not sure, then maybe you should go live by yourself for a while and figure out how to co-parent the kids, because we can't go on like this.
Right. Okay.
All right. And you can play, and you can certainly have him call me. But I mean, a therapist is supposed to help you guys move out of a nasty situation, not continue to allow it to be that way. And somebody should have put their phone. I mean, you calling it an affair is dumb. Him coming, your therapist saying, think about it. You don't think about it. You can either get beyond this or you can't. And if you need time to do it, then you don't belong in therapy. You go and figure it out, or figure it out with a therapist on your own, and make the decision. But you don't torture each other in the meantime. And for it to come up again and again and again is bad therapy. It's a waste of time and money.
Yeah. Okay. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, you may not want to pay this tape for your therapist, but maybe. Listen, I mean, there are, and this may be a good therapist for somebody else, but I mean, somebody who'll let you get away with something that toxic week after week after week after week and charge you for it and not help you get out of this mess that you're in, and then say, well, you have to show your husband that you love him, but you can't be codependent. What the hell does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's gobbledygook that therapists aren't allowed to make things worse.
Right.
And sometimes we can't make things better, so you get out of it. So you're not taking somebody's money and making something worse. But we're not, by our code of ethics, we can't make things worse. Do no harm. And we're not, granted, we're not physicians, and that's the Hippocratic Oath. But there certainly has to be some sense of, well, I'm not making anybody worse as a therapist.
Yeah.
All right?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right, go talk with your husband. Tell him you love him. Say, look, I really want this to work. Here's what she said. What do you think? And he can call me tomorrow if he wants.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. 855-99-37569. Listen, folks, regardless of what alphabet soup somebody has after their name, if they're useful to you, fantastic. They're worth every cent that they charge you. If they're not, it doesn't mean they're bad. It just means they're not useful. So find someone who is. Right? And don't feel like, well, it must be me if they're educated and they're smart. You're educated and smart, too, and you're going to know more about your life than anybody else ever will. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
On Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Harold Square. Tell all the folks on 42nd Street that I will soon be there.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right, I have... two one-man shows for you. That seems to be the kind of new therapy that instead of finding a therapist, you just put on a one-man show. we're going to talk on Friday with Johnny Donahoe, who did Every Brilliant Thing, which I think you'll... it's an interesting one-man show that talks about depression that's genuinely funny. So that, you know, whenever you get that juxtaposition, you know I'm so there. All right, we've got The Lion, which is a similar kind of show. It's written and performed by Benjamin Shore, whom I also think we're going to get on the program as well. Not this week, but probably next week. Who has, I think, 7 different guitars on stage. And he talks about the fact that he has two younger brothers and a very demanding father who was also a musician. And Benjamin wanted to, he said to his father at one point, teach me how to play like you. And his father made him a banjo from a cookie tin lid. And I mean, there are parts of this I really liked, and parts of it that it ran a little bit long as far as I'm concerned. We probably could have had a couple of songs shorter. But the idea of telling a relationship story, and I know opera does it all the time, but with guitars and a man singing what his life is like was an interesting kind of thing. And he's certainly a very talented man. So it's not for everybody, and it's in a small space, but it is interesting. As I said, I think it could have been a couple of songs shorter. But when you're sort of pouring out your guts in your life, it's a little hard to edit. It's one of the reasons I only write when I'm feeling on top of things, because once it's written, it sort of exists. And I don't, it's very hard to throw it away. The next play is a one-man show, is biographical, not autobiographical, but biographical. It's called Churchill, and it is urban at New World Stages, which is one of my favorite places to see things, because it's an old movie theater that has, I think it's got 5 or 6 different smaller venues. So things like Avenue Q, after they've done their huge big Broadway Tony winning stuff, goes to a smaller venue and plays for a while. And Avenue Q is still there, which if you haven't seen, you should go see. This is about Winston Churchill. It's played by Ronald Keaton. The only problem about it, as far as I'm concerned, is I have 3 criticisms, which probably can all be offset if you don't know anything about Winston Churchill. The first is that Ron Keaton really doesn't look like him very much, and we're so used to seeing that picture of him that it's a little disconcerting. He also doesn't sound very much like him, because we're all very used to hearing his voice. And the third is that if you know anything about Winston Churchill, this is going to seem charmingly familiar, but you don't really learn anything new about Winston Churchill. And I wouldn't certainly view myself as a Winston Churchill scholar, but I knew everything in the play, I think, about him, literally. But the audience seemed to really enjoy it. So if you don't know much about Churchill, I think you're going to have a much better time than if you do. When I go to the theater and I already know it's a biographical piece, I want to know something about some insight or some piece of information that I didn't know going in, and that's not the case here. But there is a kind of a comfortable comfort food of it, is you'll be able to recite some of the speeches verbatim. And it's not that it's a bad performance, and it's not that it's not engaging. It's just that you want somebody who either looks and sounds more like Churchill or tells you more about Churchill than you already knew going in. So not bad. And as I said, most of the audience, I think, liked it better than I did. So I'd probably give it 3 stars, maybe 2.5, 3 stars. Coming up is some glamorous stuff, including Larry David's Fish in the Dark, comes up in the next couple of weeks. The Audience, which is about Elizabeth II. She's met with each of her 12 ministers in a weekly audience at Buckingham Palace. This stars Helen Mirren, Dylan Baker, Jeffrey Beavers, Judith Ivey. So this should be really fun, especially if you love the Brits, and who among us does not. On the 20th Century should be really fun. It's a revival of the Comden Green, Cy Coleman 20th Century. This one's got Kristen Chenoweth, Peter Gallagher in it, and Mark Lynn Baker, Mary Louise Wilson, so it should be great fun. The Heidi Chronicles, which is, again, a revival. It's Wendy Wasserstein's really, I think she may have won a Pulitzer for this, but certainly it was set in 1989, the coming of age of Heidi Holland as she tries to find her bearing in a changing America. This has got Elizabeth Moss in it and Jason Biggs, so some big names. Skylight has got Carey Mulligan and Bill Nighy, who among us does not love Bill Nighy, on a London evening, school teacher Kira receives an unexpected visit from her former lover, Tom, a successful and charismatic restaurateur whose wife has recently died. Okay, Hand to God starts in April. Good children of Cypress, Texas are taught to obey the Bible. All right? So Gigi is coming back. Wow. Starring Vanessa Hudgens and Victoria Clark. How much fun is that? I think most of us have... I've never seen it performed. I've only seen the movie. So lots of interesting stuff coming up. An American in Paris, written by the Gershwins. So lots of stuff coming up. But for right now, you can go see Churchill or The Lion. All right? You can check out more details and more reviews at drjoy.com. They're all there. And go and see... what am I seeing tonight? I'm seeing Daw tonight at the Irish Rep, which is a revival as well. And so I'm scheduled, I think, for most of the big ones. I'll get to all of them, so you'll know what to see and what to avoid like a plague. We don't have to avoid anything like the plague. The King and I is coming back with Ken Watanabe and Kelly O'Hara. That's opening in April.
That'll be really cool.
Should be fun.
Yeah.
Should Have Been You. Tyne Daly's coming back. There you go. Fun Home, which was at the Public, which is great. It's a musical about a woman finding out that her father was gay and she didn't know it. And this is really an offbeat musical, but it was wonderful. I mean, you used to think of musicals as The Sound of Music. Dr. Zhivago is coming. It's also in April. So there you go. Something Rotten. That's a revival. That should be fun as well. So lots and lots coming up. For right now, as I said, you've got Churchill and The Lion. Okay, 855-993-7569. Do we have room for any more passion, or are we done for?
Passions? I think we got room for one more.
All right, lay a passion on me.
And I think it's a fitting one. Joseph says he's passionate about the theater.
Yay, Joseph! Perfect timing, Joseph.
Live storytelling with a group of strangers having a shared experience is a must for the soulful.
I'm with you, Joseph. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105. 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV.